Today, the Supreme Court heard arguments about the Affordable Care Act. Not the act itself, but the question of whether companies with religious objections to covering contraceptive care can refuse that kind of coverage in their employee health plans. The administration has exempted religious groups like the Catholic Church from this requirement, but it has said that for-profit companies cannot be granted an exemption on religious grounds. And two companies have sued the government, Hobby Lobby and Conestoga Wood Specialties Corporation. Kimberly Robinson was at the court for the arguments today. She's legal editor at Bloomberg Bureau of National Affairs, and she's with us now. Kimberly, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, what did these two companies, Hobby Lobby and Conestoga Wood, tell the court today?
Well, the case is brought by these corporations who say that the government is violating their right to free religion by forcing them to choose between providing contraception to its employees that it finds objectionable to its religious principles, or alternatively facing what they call ruinous fines. For example, Hobby Lobby faces a $1.3 million fine per day if it doesn't comply with this contraception mandate. So there are many pieces to this puzzle, but one of the first questions that the court is going to have to grapple with is something that Justice Sotomayor expressed when she asked, you know, can corporations even practice religion?
So what did the companies argue?
Well, the corporations say that corporations have all kinds of rights, and they point to their right to free speech under Citizens United. And, in fact, Chief Justice Roberts pointed out that corporations can bring claims for religious discrimination. So it's kind of odd to say that a corporation has a race but not a religion.
And what about the administration? What was the administration, the Solicitor General Donald Verrilli, saying?
Well, the government says that when individuals step into the corporate sphere, there's fundamentally a distinction between the owners and the corporation, and that's true for the free exercise of religion as well.
So you've mentioned Justice Roberts and Justice Sotomayor and their comments. What else do we know about what the justices were thinking as they heard these arguments? What did they say?
Well, I can say the other issue, if they do find that corporations can bring these claims, is that the government's going to have to give the exemption unless the government can show that the law is needed to further a very important interest. Now, this is a very strict test that usually proves fatal whenever courts apply it to federal laws. But the government here says that it can meet that test. The government says that the mandate is needed to provide comprehensive contraceptive coverage for employees, and that providing an exemption would do so on the backs of the employees who would lose their statutory rights.
Kimberly, this brings us right back to an issue that came up in the Citizens United case about the personhood of corporations, if you will. Tell us about how that came up today.
Well, that really goes to whether or not corporations can bring these claims in the first place, and if not, whether or not the individual owners can seek to get an exemption for the corporation based on their own beliefs.
So was that figured into today's arguments?
It was, and many of the justices, wondered, how broadly that could be applied. If corporations could get an exemption for running contraception coverage, could they get exemptions for providing immunizations or vaccines? Or even more broadly, could they seek exemptions from other federal laws like minimum wage laws or anti-discrimination laws?
In this case, of course, we're talking about for-profit companies, these companies Hobby Lobby and Conestoga Wood. But under the Affordable Care Act rules, non-profit religiously affiliated groups like church-run hospitals or parochial schools do have to offer full coverage or have a third-party insurer provide separate benefits. There are lawsuits pending in those cases. Do today's arguments tell us anything about those cases to come?
Well, they don't tell us anything about those cases specifically, but the corporations do point to the accommodation that the government has provided to those religious organizations to say that the government's interest in providing a comprehensive coverage can't really be that important because they already give all of these other exemptions to groups under the law as it's written now.
When are we expecting a decision in the case today?
Likely not until June.
All right. Kimberly Robinson, legal editor at Bloomberg Bureau of National Affairs. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.